grandfather's clock was too tall for the shelf, so it stood 90 years on the floor. It was taller by half than the old man himself, though it weighed not a penny weight more. It was bought on the morn of the day that he was born. It was always his pleasure and pride. But it stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died. 90 years without slumbering, its life seconds numbering. But it stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died. In watching its pendulum swing to and fro, many hours did he spend as a boy. In childhood and manhood the clock seemed to know and share both his sorrows and joys. For it struck 24 when he entered at the door with his blooming and beautiful bride. But it stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died. 90 years without slumbering, his life seconds numbering. But it stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died. My grandfather said that of those he could hire, not a servant so faithful he found. For it wasted no time, and it had but one desire, at the end of each week to be wound. And it kept in its place, not a frown upon its face, and its hands never hung by its side. Stop short, never to go again, when the old man died. 90 years without slumbering, his life seconds numbering. But it stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died. Now it rang an alarm in the still of the night, an alarm that for years had been dumb. We knew that his spirit was preening for flight, that his hour of departure had come. Till the clock kept the time with the soft and muffled time, as we silently stood by his side. Then it stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died. 90 years without slumbering, his life seconds numbering. But it stopped short, never to go again.